Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Last night, my wife and I attended a fundraiser for our local Pregnancy Resource Center. It's one of my favorite nights of the year, attended by politicians, judges, business leaders, moms, dads, and grandparents, all there for one reason, to celebrate life and spread the message that all life is valuable and precious to God. To us, it seems so obvious. Too bad that's not the case with everyone. There are those who staff abortion clinics who are under the delusion that they are providing a necessary service and actually doing a great work. They sincerely believe that, and in many cases dedicate their lives to the proposition that every woman deserves the choice to terminate her pregnancy. We shake our heads and we ask ourselves how anyone could kill an innocent child. We used to think that they didn't think it was a child, but recent statements by abortion proponents have changed all that. They now acknowledge that it is a child, but they say that that's not the point. The point, they say, is that women should be able to do what they want with their own bodies. Fortunately, the rest of society isn't buying that argument anymore. As science and in utero photography prove more conclusively that life begins at conception, Americans are becoming more pro-life. That's resulted in the closure of 42 abortion clinics in the U.S. this year alone, with many more on the ropes because of stringent regulations in the wake of highly publicized trials such as Kermit Gosnell. You recall, Gosnell was the Philadelphia abortionist charged with 8 counts of murder. In May of this year, he was convicted of 3 counts of murder, 21 counts of illegal late-term abortions, and 211 counts of violating the 24-hour informed consent law. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole. His case was particularly egregious, but the sad reality is that this goes on all the time in the abortion industry. It's ironic that he was charged with murder, since this is exactly what goes on every day in these clinics. It's been a dirty little secret for years, but no longer, and that's part of the reason that America is trending pro-life. Here in Montana, we've passed just about every pro-life piece of legislation possible, only to have them overturned by liberal judges. But we're not giving up, and the tide is turning. Last year, voters by a 70% margin said that parents should be allowed to be involved in a minor's decision to get an abortion. This same law was passed in 1995 and subsequently overturned by the courts. Now, Planned Parenthood is suing to get the new law overturned as well. The Montana Family Foundation has filed a motion to become an amici in the case, and we'll keep you posted on the progress. On an ironic and happier note, the abortionist who was a plaintiff in the original case just announced that she's closing her doors. Susan Wickland, an abortionist who's worked in 4 Midwestern states, has announced that she's shutting down Mountain Country Women's Clinic in Livingston, effective October 1st. We believe this is a direct result of prayer in the 40 Days for Life campaign, and we look forward to the day when Planned Parenthood goes out of business as well. Montana has 6 abortion clinics. 1 is closing. That leaves 5 to go. 40 Days for Life starts next week and runs through November 3rd. Please get involved. It's time to end abortion in Montana. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.